This is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The death of Pol Pot rules out a formal trial of the one-time Cambodian leader for crimes against humanity. But the verdict of world opinion was long since rendered. Between 1975 and 1979, the Khmer Rouge regime that was led by Pol Pot killed more than 1 million Cambodians, some say nearly 2 million. The Documentation Center of Cambodia in Phnom Penh estimates 1,600,000. Whatever the precise death toll, it was a murderous, fratricidal, some would say genocidal, campaign. The executive director of the Documentation Center, Yoke Chang, says that with Pol Pot's death, there are still other leaders of his regime who might be brought to trial.
The death of Pol Pot is not the end of justice. It's not the end of the genocide investigation in Cambodia. And you have to note that Pol Pot alone cannot kill 1.6 million Cambodians in a couple of years. There's many others who were involved. There was a group of people who collectively implemented the DK policy, which cost 1.6 million lives between 1975 and 79. And Pol Pot happened to be the leader of the group.
How many people do you charge with being primarily responsible for the genocidal campaign? Was it Pol Pot himself, the instigator, the sole mover, or even without him, would it have gone ahead because of other people who thought similarly?
No, I think that you should point out to the standing committee of the Communist Party of Cambodia, which including Pol Pot as a leader, and they should be brought to justice because they were collectively making a decision and implementing the DK policy during that time.
When we hear about more than 1,600,000, perhaps as many as 2 million, I don't know, people who were killed during this period in Cambodia, I think the question that occurs to all people is, why? Why would a group of people kill that many of their own countrymen?
I think they began to, Khmer Rouge become very paranoid, especially in 1976, 77, so that they began to kill more and more. I think they start off with people who were used to associate with the regime backed by the U.S. government, start up with people who used to associate with the Vietnamese whom they don't trust, start up with the minority group who caused problems in the Cambodian society, and then the numbers getting bigger and bigger. They kill Mr. A, Mr. A no, Mr. B, Mr. B no, Mr. C, so they keep killing people, so the number getting bigger and bigger.
Within that leading group of the Khmer Rouge, what did they see in Pol Pot that made him stand out as leader? What was supposed to be his great talent?
I think he's very charming. He's very charming and he's very smart. If you look at his photograph when he was young, he looked very, very handsome and very bright. He have a very charming smile. To me, it's a leadership, figure that can convince people to believe what he wants them to believe.
Your task is documenting the killings in Cambodia.
Yes.
How well documented is the genocidal campaign?
In 15 minutes, you can receive at least 6,500 documents from us. And this document, it's one of the Khmer Rouge top secret files that contain communication from the local to the top leader level in regard to the execution of the prisoner at S21, the worst prison in this century. I don't want to pretend to be a lawyer or expert on evidence, but I'm sure that any lawyer in this world, in this planet, can find Pol Pot guilty based on our information.
I'm curious, to have killed that many people, the Khmer Rouge obviously had hundreds or thousands of people engaged in killing. This was a terribly large, murderous enterprise. Mm-hmm. How do you arrive at the judgment that a little more than a dozen of them really were the ones guilty of crimes against humanity? How do you distinguish between them and the people who actually were firing at your countrymen and murdering them en masse?
In a war zone, the commander responsible to give order to their subordinate to execute the order. All these people are the leader of the DK regime. They don't have to kill any single person, but they order people to kill. Or if they not given any order to kill people, but if they aware of the killing of thousands of civilians and they fail to stop, they must be held responsible for that.
Well, Mr. Chang, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yok Chang is executive director of the Documentation Center of Cambodia. He spoke to us from his home in Phnom Penh.